Welcome to From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and in front of the mic to offer insights on stories they're working on. From the Newsroom, from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
Assistant Managing Editor Dave Nordgren. We're joined today by reporter Bill Ballou. Welcome, Bill.
Dave, how are you?
Good, Bill. Some news out of Rhode Island this week concerning the future of the Pawtucket Red Sox. What are we hearing?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, and these bills are always very complicated. But the initial reaction is that this is a step backwards in the negotiations between Rhode Island and the Pawtucket Red Sox. The parameters are identical. It's been what they've been talking about for 2 years, except that now with the state no longer backing the bonds, it's going to be more expensive.
Just to back up, so the Rhode Island Senate had passed a bill which was a little bit of a change from the original agreement between the Paw Sox and the state. And then the House Speaker, Nicholas Mattiello, recently revised that Senate version. So what is the difference between the Senate version and the state House version in Rhode Island?
Essentially, the difference is that the state would not back the bonds. And that will cost more money because the borrowing money is going to be riskier without the state guaranteeing. It's an odd, almost a catch-22, or it's circular logic, is one of the reasons the state is reluctant to back the bonds is because they're not convinced that Pawtucket's financial situation is very good. So now they're shifting all the risk to Pawtucket. And it just makes no sense. Why would you shift all the risk to a city, a municipality, where you thought there might be problems in the first place? So it's really a step backwards, not a step forward. My guess is, from looking at it, is that, and if we've talked about this before, I've written about it, Mattiello, the Speaker of the House, has a very tough, possibly a tough re-election fight looming in November, because his last opponent, a lawyer named Stephen Frias, almost beat him. He just won by 85 votes, and Frias is very adamantly anti-stadium. So what Mattiello is trying to do here, I think, is satisfy both sides. He can tell the pro-stadium people, I did my best, I got this bill through, and I protected the taxpayers, the anti-stadium people, at the same time. So he's going to have it both ways, at least he's going to try.
And Bill, that's exactly what he's come out to say recently. As Tuesdays, he said, this is a deal, this is a bill that I'm willing to support. That's essentially what he said. This is my best offer.
And the other thing is, this offer was made to Mayor Grebian of Pawtucket, who's really been a heroic figure in all this, trying to keep the team in Pawtucket, proposed this back, I think, at the beginning of the year. And so it's really nothing new. It's just getting near the end of the legislative session. And now, the interesting thing is how the Paw Sox react, and I haven't reacted officially to this, except to say we've got to take a look at it. So later on Tuesday evening, I got a statement.
Yeah. And after what did they say after the Mattiello plan was sort of made public in the media?
They said this is a surprise, essentially, because it was odd, because the Providence Journal story, the original story on the matter, said that the team and the speaker's office had been talking about this for a few weeks, and the team essentially said, well, this is somewhat a surprise, and it really is an entirely different bill than what we had presented with. So they did not react favorably.
And what are they saying here in Worcester? What is the city manager saying here in Worcester?
Well, the city manager, Nick Katsopoulos from our staff talked to him, who said that this may be a long process. It may take them a while to make up their minds. And this doesn't change the fact that the city and the Paw Sox are still talking. And in fact, Paw Sox management was up here yesterday talking to business leaders. They're still, they want to drum up corporate support, because that's a huge part of the package to get them up here. So they're still actively talking with Worcester.
Right.